The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I've got a bunch of notes on the Super Bowl, and I managed to miss one that Jason pointed out to me. A safety was scored in the first 12 seconds of the first half. By the way, deferring looks like a pretty good decision now, huh? Seahawks won the toss, deferred. I knew they would. I knew they would if they won the toss because of their powerful defense. Now, they didn't really do anything. It was an unforced error, but I do think it shows how intimidated and rattled that the Broncos and Peyton Manning were. That happened 12 seconds into the first half. You're sure about all this, huh, Jason? You saw this on ESPN? The kick return to open the second half happened 12 seconds into the second half. You understand the significance of 12 where the Seahawks are concerned, right? The 12th man, they turn the sound up to 12. And Jason's right, it sounded like that game was in Seattle. It was incredible. In every aspect, the weather, everything made it feel like a home Seahawks game. So 12, 12, 12. Jason's telling me if you bought into the Tim Tebow, John 3:16 thing and the different ways that seemed to appear. By the way, I like the Tebow ad too. I like it when anyone can make fun of themselves. You didn't like that one. That's what I think makes the Radio Shack one so great. They're making fun of themselves, realizing what their self-perception, realizing what their public perception is. And by the way, that worked for Domino's. Remember when Domino's admitted we have crappy pizza? That was a huge success. That's an amazing thing to admit. And I am surprised it's taken this long for someone else to do it because it was so successful. It's perfect for Radio Shack. And having all those old 80s stars, Hulk Hogan, Eric Estrada from Chips, Cliffy Clavin from Cheers, John Ratzenberger, it was excellent. So I don't know. I don't know if I put a lot of stock on that. All right, more on the Super Bowl later in the show. I want to start here. This is a story that I started seeing online from Green Bay television stations. I'm going to read a copy version of it, and then Jason's going to play the audio of a TV version. This happened in Marinette. The reason I think it's a statewide story, and the reason I'm doing it in this segment that airs through much of Wisconsin on three radio stations throughout the state, is because I think I'm so often accused of being unfair to the education establishment. I think this goes to the heart of what's wrong with the education establishment today. Let me read Fox 11's print version of this, and then Jason's going to play WBAY in Green Bay, TV2's, the audio from their version of it. Their reporter and anchor, Bao Vang, went up there and covered this. This is from Fox 11 first. Lori Saunier is one of nearly a dozen parents who have expressed their displeasure over a game played at Marinette Middle School. This kind of stuff, I mean, this can't happen. These are our little kids. We're parents. We should have been protecting them. You should have given us the benefit of the doubt of contacting us, said Saunier, mother of a seventh grade student. On Wednesday, fifth through eighth grade students played the game called Cross the Line. You cross the line and you're asked to step forward. Here's what happens. They're asked questions. If you answer any of the questions yes, you step forward. Parents say their children were asked personal questions, like, do your parents drink? And has anyone in your family been in jail? Other parents say they heard, have you tried to commit suicide? Do your parents take drugs? The school apparently, according to one report, claims that some of these are false, and that's not what happened. The problem is they're not being very forthcoming. Neither the school principal nor the district superintendent would answer questions on camera, but in a written statement, the principal said participation was not required and students could have said no. However, parents claim their students told them if they didn't participate, they would receive an in-school suspension. Multiple TV stations in Green Bay are reporting that. Sarah Maitland was one of the students who played the game. She was asked, if you ever want to commit suicide, to step forward, and then after she asked if you ever experienced or wanted to cut, step forward, said Maitland. The school says the activity is part of a bullying prevention program. What? A few parents met with the superintendent, the principal, and the assistant principal Friday morning to express their concerns with the game. They basically told us that all the students were lying. All the students got together and planned it out, and if they weren't lying, it was all misperceptions. They didn't specifically say, do your parents do drugs, said Amanda Fifarek, I don't know, mother of a seventh-grade student. School administrator said the intent of the activity was to build stronger, more respectful relationships among students. The big thing is here, I don't think the district is admitting they did anything wrong. Parents said they believe it actually makes it easier for students to bully each other. I agree with that. Learning these very private, personal things? On Friday, the school sent home a letter explaining more about the game and why it was used, but the parents who oppose it say it's not enough. They still want answers. Parents say they were not told the game was going to be played. The school says if there's another such activity, it will let parents know ahead of time. A little late for that. Now, here is the story from WBAY.
For hours today, Marinette school officials were in a closed-door meeting discussing the outcry on social media from parents who say the game crossed the line, did just that. Amy Primley, a concerned parent of two students who participated, told us over the phone she was asked to join them.
They just kept trying to say how they believed what they did was positive and that they understood our concerns, but they don't think that they did anything wrong.
A statement from school principal Sean Lindbergh reiterated that, saying the intent of this activity was to build stronger, more respectful relationships among students. Students were given the opportunity to not participate in the activity. Officials explain cross the line lines up students and has them take a step forward if a statement read by a facilitator is true about them. Parents say their children revealed too personal of information.
Is anyone in your house adopted? Do you live with your mom and your dad? Do your parents drink alcohol? Do your parents use drugs?
Mom of a fifth grader who played, Melissa Hendry, says she's afraid this game will make her child a target of bullying.
Kids are kids and they have enough to worry about, except, you know, instead of being called out on things that don't need, nobody else needs to know.
Parents want the school official who facilitated the activity to resign or be fired. In Marinette, Bao Vang, Action 2 News.
There are three things here that I think are even more outrageous than the activity itself, although the activity itself is pretty outrageous. Item one, no advance warning to parents on this. Item two, it's clear they don't think they did anything wrong. Item three, that they hide behind closed doors and a written statement. They're public officials. They're not elected, but they're still accountable to the public. Now, I have said something in the past about crisis damage control. I pointed it out with the Ryan Braun Milwaukee Brewers story. Ryan Braun violated the first rule. Tell only the truth and only as much of the truth as you have to. That works for public figures. And if you don't want to give a news conference, don't give a news conference. Again, if you are not a taxpayer-paid official, that's fine. I'll be honest. I have employed that strategy myself in the past. I don't believe taxpayer-funded school officials have that luxury. As you know, when it comes to public officials, in a court of law, you're not supposed to hold it against the defendant when they refuse to testify. When it comes to the court of public opinion and public officials, I do. If you won't come out and speak, I do hold it against you, and I do think it means you're hiding something, and I do think it supposes guilt. I know you can't do that in a court of law. I think you can do it in a court of public opinion. They are public officials. There is, or at least should be, an expectation by the public that they answer for this. This just shows the incredible arrogance of the education establishment. I think people should be fired for this. I think this is going to lead to more, not less, bullying. I think it shows the absolute cluelessness of the education establishment that they would do this. If you have any thoughts, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason says, you wouldn't want to imagine what would happen if this happened at his kid's school. What if it happened at your kid's school? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, 916.
The Jerry Bader Show.